Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Bunny.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Waking up?
Are you awake?
No.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up.
No, I was waking up. I wanted you to wake me up.
You wanted me to wake you up?
Yeah.
Oh, I just did the math and figured you probably got enough sleep, so I was going to.
Yeah. I feel better, I think. I like waking up with you on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I like it too.
Have you been up for a while?
No, I just got up. It's like 7:30 here.
You're getting up so early. It's so crazy.
I know. I think it's just because it's been really, really sunny. It's like been like 75 degrees on sunny here. So, and there's just all this light streaming in through my bedroom window, and it just wakes me up. And I think in the absence of any other sleep schedule, since I have to, like, get up at 5 a.m. 2 days out of the week and no particular time the rest of the days, like, my body doesn't know what to do, so it just wakes up when the sun is really bright. But I think you feel better if I just get up then, instead of trying to make myself sleep until 10 or something and then try to get up at 5 another day, you know, so... I'm just going with it.
My body wakes up when the jackhammer starts outside.
There's a jackhammer?
Someone's jackhammering something outside.
Really?
I don't know what it is. I haven't been out to look at it. I've been kind of trying to be in denial of it. And the whole building's kind of shaking.
I'm sorry, dude.
So.
I'm about to do some kind of street repair.
Can you hear that?
No.
It's too low level.
Hello.
Hello.
So, I had fun watching the L Word with the girls last night. It was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
We went over to Texas Michelle's house.
Mm-hmm.
They sent you pictures from it.
You know, I got them at like 2 in the morning. They woke me up.
Oh, I woke you up with them? I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was able to get back to sleep. I had a very waking full sleep last night.
I just had to send you a photo of the poodle trying to hump the stuffed animal.
I saw a poodle or something, but I couldn't figure out what the photograph was of.
It was pretty dark.
Yeah.
Michelle's little tiny poodle is like wrestles with this like kind of large, you know, stuffed animal and then tries to hump it. It's pretty funny. So yeah, we watched and heckled the L Word, and then we also watched this video. It was called Girls Who Like Girls. So and it was basically they'd taken all these kind of cult or, you know, sort of exploitation films from the 60s and 70s, and just cut out the good parts. So it was kind of like all the, you know, all the girl-on-girl, you know, intrigue, I guess, or and or sex scenes from all these films. We watched that first, about half of it. It was really good. Michelle has, like, the most amazing video library. I'm really jealous. Of all this kind of stuff.
So there's really no narrative there.
What?
And that girls who like girls. It's just like...
Oh, no, it's sort of like, you know, celluloid closet style, almost. You know, like, there's, like, a narrator that, you know, in between these clips kind of, you know, contextualizes it a little bit or something. You know?
I see.
But it was pretty great. It was kind of awesome, actually.
Good.
So that was fun.
Have you had breakfast yet?
I had, like, half of my breakfast. I had a banana. Are you going to get up and have breakfast?
Yeah, you'll have breakfast with me.
Of course I do.
Okay. I'm going to have to put on a little bit of clothes.
Have you cooked anything in the new house yet?
What's that?
Have you cooked anything there yet?
I don't think reheating tomato soup counts as cooking.
Okay.
No, I've been sick.
I know. I'm sorry you've been sick, dude.
I've been sick. And I haven't made it to the co-op orientation. And probably still won't be able to make it there.
I'm sorry, what?
I haven't made it to the co-op orientation.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't been able to get good food.
Oh, I see. Yeah, my major shop.
I mean, there's another grocery store, but, and it's, you know, it's apparently kind of decent, but it's just, you know.
I know. You probably don't want to do any, well, I mean, you just moved in, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, whenever you move into a new place, it's kind of like camping out for a little while.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm totally in the camping out stage. I need to do the, things like, you know, rinsing all of my pots and pans that have been in storage for...
Yeah, that's the other thing, is you have to wash everything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to really so much scrub it. I mean, it's just dirt, you know, dust, you know, slight dust. It's really, because they were all pretty clean when they went in, but...
Yeah.
It's not like there's, like, a lot of scrubbing.
No, not a lot of scrubbing, but still, you're still going to have to wash everything on your ship again. I hate moving.
Sorry, dude.
I know. It's a real pain in the booty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, man. Okay, I'm going to put the phone down for a second and put on...
Okay.
Maybe shirt. I'm sure. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. All my stuff is in the bags all over the place. It's totally disorganized.
All of your stuff is in bags?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? I'm mm-hmm. sorry, I have a hard time understanding you.
I don't understand why you have a hard time understanding me. It's not like I'm sick and I just
mumbling.
Woke up and I'm fumbling and mumbling and I can't make complete sentences.
What's that?
Hmm?
What is that? Oh, is that you're like trying to find silverware or something?
That's serious. Why, what did you hear?
From that noise you just made, what was that?
That was plastic wrinkling, because I was pulling the bag of cereal out and emptying the rest of the cereal into my bowl.
Oh, okay, dude.
And I'm going to add blackberries to my cereal.
What?
Hmm?
You at all.
You can't understand me at all.
No, now I can. If you have to, speak a little more clearly.
Why do I just... I don't understand why I have to speak clearly. How come I can't just mumble? How come I can't just, like, mumble incoherently?
You can if you want.
What are you having for breakfast?
Well, I had a banana and I'm making tea. And I think I'm going to have some yogurt and, I don't know. I didn't really got beyond that. you're having cereal and soy milk?
Cereal and soy milk with blackberries, and I'm going to make some tea.
The breakfast of tea. champions.
His tea seems to be a breakfast of champions. The breakfast of pussy champions. The organic.
The breakfast of organic champions.
The organic. The organic soy milk. Like, not a man enough to kill the beast champion.
Right, I see.
While my tea is heating up, I'm going to have some woman sneeze. excuse me. I'm going to have, I got a case of emergency.
Very good. That is a good thing to have in the house.
36 of them. It was $11.
Seemed good job, dude.
Seemed like a good idea to me. Good plan.
That is a good idea.
I think that I'm going to try to institute this as a new
regimen.
A new, on the days I teach regimen.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
A new goddamn...
I'm just a small, germy student.
Goddamn snotty students.
With their mini germs that they get all over their computers. And breathe on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
Hi.
Hi.
So I think I think Kathy really wants to move to New York now.
Really?
She keeps talking about it.
Really?
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and there's going to be one, potentially two, full-time one-year positions that are going to come up. One is that one to cover Sherry and Jason.
Right.
But the other, and I don't know what we're going to do about this, is Mika.
Is who?
Mika, the woman who is, got denied at her third-year review because she didn't finish her PhD because her dissertation advisor disappeared.
Right. That whole strange situation.
Yeah, that whole strange, like bureaucracy failing. It's bureaucrats kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And she teaches corporate communication.
Well, Kathy's an expert at corporate communication.
Well, that's the thing, is that she teaches, she's like a PhD, and she teaches classes sort of like with papers, you know, critiquing it. But I'm guessing it's going to probably be pretty hard to find somebody in like 2 months.
Right.
It has all those kind of exact same. I mean, it's a pretty weird thing that they want.
Weird.
I mean, because it's the department that we're in, that everything wants to be, like, industry outsiders, you know? Like, it's like outsiders critiquing the industry to kids who really just want to learn about the industry and want to become part of the industry, you know?
Right.
Be that cinema studies, be that web design, be that corporate communications. They want to
come in PR. Yeah, that's funny. It's true. It seems like, yeah.
You know, they want
to... these kids aren't really interested in the theorizing corporate communications. They want to learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
This is kind of funny. So I don't know. It might work out.
Ah, that's interesting.
I mean, it's probably like one introduction to media studies and one intro to media studies every year, every semester, like both semesters, and like an introduction to corporate communications and, business in the media or something like that class, which she would have a certain flexibility with. I don't know.
Prospect.
I don't know if the job requires a PhD.
Huh?
I don't know if the job requires a PhD or not.
Right, it might. I don't know. It depends on what they...
It depends on how desperate they are.
That's true. Or if they'd be willing to... Or how adventuresome they feel. If they'd be willing to take an MFA.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it probably has a lot to do, actually, with not the department, but the school.
With the school itself.
You know, when it comes down to there. Yeah.
So the final addition to my breakfast is whole wheat bagel with peanut butter.
Whole wheat bagel with peanut butter. I just totally wolfed down this cereal. I think I'm really hungry, which means I'm hopefully better, huh?
Yeah, hopefully. Have you been not hungry while you've been sick?
No, I haven't been hungry at all. I've been subsisting on, like, two bowls of soup a day.
Oh, goodness, you're going to waste away.
Well, I've got a little bit of wasteful... I've got a little bit of stuff to waste before I actually waste away.
Okay, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Have a reserve.
Have a reserve.
Mm-hmm.
I have a national energy reserve.
My clean dishes on the right side of my sink are very precariously stacked up. I'm like, it's kind of like a game of Jenga or something like that.
Oh,
like trying
no,
to figure
don't
out.
Play Jenga with your plates.
It's like, I don't know. Yeah, they're all like not. I don't know. It's very precarious, so I'm trying to unstack them in the proper order so it's easy for any of them.
That would be very messy. Mm.
Heather and I made really yummy broccoli and tofu and shrimp in like peanut butter soy sauce, rice wine vinegar molasses sauce.
Whoa.
Last night.
Sounds good.
Really good. But very good. And now I have a Tupperware full of it.
Oh, God. I feel so much better today.
You feel so much better today. That's great.
This thing was awful. Last night was really awful. I was like...
Hello?
Hello?
Oops, dropped the phone, sorry.
Oops, dropped the phone.
Oops.
Yesterday was pretty awful last night. I felt really terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel much less terrible right now. Hello? Did they lose you?